never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Dr. Stanford Carpenter. He's a cultural anthropologist and artist and a member of the boards of the Black Comic Arts Festival and Pocket Con. Stanford, it's good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
So we want to talk about a couple of graphic novels slash comics. The first is I Am Alfonso Jones. What's that about?
It's essentially a Black Lives Matters comic. It was written by Tony Medina. He's a creative writing professor out of Howard University. It was illustrated by John Jennings and Stacey Robinson, and it tells the story of Alfonso Jones. He's a young boy of color who gets killed by an off-duty police officer, and that's the beginning of the story. He wakes up literally on a subway with a whole bunch of other people who have also been killed. It's this journey through death against this backdrop of what he was on the way to, which was trying out for a hip-hop version of Hamlet. It's this very interesting take on Black Lives Matters in a police shooting from the perspective of the victim. So he also gets to see how people talk about him, and we're flashing back through his lives and the lives of others.
That's fascinating as a premise for the book. And of course, it's literally ripped from the headlines. So it's going to be it's going to resonate with a whole lot of folks.
And it's written actually for the young adult market.
And the other one you want to talk about is called Destroyer. This one's by Victor Laval with art by Dietrich Smith. What's that one about?
It starts off actually with Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein's monster's coming in from the cold, and we're trying to figure out what's going on. And then we have this woman who has this sort of cybernetic, weird kid with her. And what we find out throughout the story is that woman, an African-American woman, an African-American boy, are the last descendants of Frankenstein. So by the end of the story, it's really about what happens when Frankenstein's monster comes in and the boy starts to emerge. You start to realize he's got all these powers, and you're figuring out, like, what's going on? There's something that's not right. And the boy is actually another Frankenstein's monster. So he was killed, and the mother came along and resurrected him a la Frankenstein's monster. And what's interesting is it actually takes the next step towards the very end where we start to ask questions about what he's becoming and the evolution.
The literary and artistic quality of the graphic novels and comics now has just risen exponentially, and you've got some incredibly talented people. We have Ta-Nehisi Coates, who's been compared to James Baldwin working at Marvel Comics. I mean, this is a genre that has really taken off in recent years.
It's incredible. And what I think is interesting is you actually have people where it used to be people would start in comics and then go into other media forms. Now people are starting in other media and coming to comics. So Victor Laval, he just won a major award for his novel Changeling. So here he is from writing horror novels to writing comics. Same thing with Tony Medina. He's a poet and a children's book author. Now he's decided to write a comic. And what you just described with Ta-Nehisi Coates as well.
Really incredible to see the growth of this. Well, Dr. Stanford Carpenter, always a pleasure to see you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Stanford Carpenter is a cultural anthropologist. He's also on the boards of the Black Comic Arts Festival and Pocket Con. He's recommending I Am Alfonso Jones by Tony Medina, with art by Stacey Robinson and John Jennings, along with Destroyer by Victor Laval, with art by Dietrich Smith. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can also find details about all the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.